All right, it's now the top of the hour. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. That was Nisha Woods with Fire. Speaking of fire, we have Gemma Rayburn-Baines, who is the queen of special events in our Caribbean community and also, unbeknownst to me, a tap dancing queen. Good. All right, we're coming out of the pandemic. How different is hosting and producing the Spice Island Cultural Festival in 2022 versus in previous years?
Well, we did not have to worry about the people not wanting to participate because of the pandemic. And some of them, I guess, are still worried. But we're going to be outside. We have to assure people that they will be safe. Mm-hmm. We will make sure that we have, you know, we follow some of the guidelines that are still in place. I mean, and you can wear your mask if you want, but we're outdoors. So, you know, it's a little bit lax in that respect. All the vendors are going to have hand sanitizers. You know, we're still going to make sure that, you know, things are covered properly. The food is going to be served in covered containers, not open. Okay. You know, so it is quite different. We have to look at all these things. But I just want to make sure that everybody knows this is a free event.
Okay.
I'm hearing some talk about it. There's a charge. There's no charge to come into the park. It's free. You buy your food. We have some wonderful vendors that are going to be there serving up. And we don't only have Grenadian food. We have Jamaican. You know, Boom Jays, he's a great on Jamaican food. He's going to be there. We've got Spice Bros, who is a Indian food. They're going to be there. And, of course, we have Faye, who is going to be selling her Caribbean food, and she's Vinci. And we have also Green's Restaurant, which is a Grenadian food. So you're looking for oildong on that day, which is our national dish. You got to visit the food booth of Green's Restaurant. So we have a lot happening. We've got ice cream. We've got bouncies for the children, hot dogs for the kids. We have popcorn. We've got everything. And, you know, there's a lot happening. And, you know, this year is going to be really special because we're mixing two cultures together. We have the French Quebecois culture, and that is going to be in the form of the high-end flying performance of the Montreal Compliment Circus.
Okay, very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah. Festival goers will they'll enjoy the astonishing aerial and mind-blowing performances by some of the most talented circus performers in Montreal and Quebec. So there's going to be a 50-foot steel statue put up in the park. And they're going to be doing all the flying and aerial performance right there. And that is the City of Montreal asking us to celebrate the arts and culture of Quebec into our festival. Isn't that wonderful?
That is absolutely wonderful. Now, people cannot afford to miss any of it. So tell us the timetable and the exact date when they need to be in the park.
Okay, it's July the 9th.
Okay.
And it's from 1 o'clock. We open the park at from 1 o'clock to 10 o'clock at night.
Okay.
So, and tell people, please don't come late because you're going to miss every 15 minutes. There's going to be performances of a different group. We have West Can dancers, and we go from gospel to calypso. So there's something for everybody. And we have Zena Edwards who's going to be there. And we've got West Can who's going to open the park with their dancing and drumming. It's going to be so fantastic. We've got Calypsonians coming from the Caribbean, King Scholar. We've got Kenny C. Jab Jab Orchestra is going to be playing down there. Montreal Rhythm Makers. So it's going to be just fantastic. And our, I remember I told you when we started, that Grenada is the world culinary capital for 2021. Well, we're bringing the top chef from Grenada to cook for you. And she's going to be demonstrating some wonderful dishes right in the park that you can sample.
Yes.
And she's bringing with her her sous chef and the winner of the Young Chef competition in Grenada. So we've got, actually, we have six executive chefs coming in from Ottawa, from Toronto, from Grenada. You name it, we got it. So it's going to be fantastic this year. Coming out of that pandemic, we're ready to celebrate and meet people that we haven't seen in 2 years.
Well, I'm definitely putting it on my calendar, my itinerary. It is Saturday, July the 9th from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the park, just around the corner from George Vanier Metro Station in Little Burgundy. Gemma, I want to thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. Thank you for sharing.
Oh,
appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much for doing this, Christopher.
Thank you.
We need the community radio.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's very hard to get on mainstream radio. We need you guys, and I thank you. You've been doing such a wonderful job for all these years. You have to be commended.
Thank you.
And I thank you so much.
Appreciate it, Gemma. You have a great, great morning. Thank you again.
Okay, dear.
All right. You are listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. Here's Wayne Marshall. Glory to God on CKUT.
I know I'm not worthy to see your face. I try hard, but I make mistakes. You're still by my side every step that I take. Through every heartache, I you get the praise. I you, I'm a guide, I'm a shield always. Every time me I gaze and I play hard days. You still show mercy and keep me safe. Lord, I pray. I honor your name. Deliver your mercy. Whenever I fall, you lift me up. Glory to be, oh God. All powerful, omnipotent, shine down your glory, your magnificence. When you build a fence, it make all the difference. Step in on my life and take precedence. Be the captain, the pilot, the teacher. Be the head and the boss and the leader. Be my guide, my shepherd and my keeper. Beginning and the end, you are the Alpha Omega. Lord, I pray. I honor your name. Deliver your mercy. Whenever I fall, try to stop me. Even when them try them best to take my glory, I leave it in your hands, my Lord. Yeah, yeah. I leave it in your hands, my Lord. Yeah, yeah.
Lord, I pray.
I honor your name. Deliver your mercy.
forgiven us of our sins. Likewise, we must forgive those who have hurt us. Come on, people. God is love, and love covers a multitude of sinners. Let love flow. Let it go. And let God arise in your hearts. Glory be to God.
Lord, I pray. I honor your name. Deliver your mercy. Whenever I fall, you lift me up. Glory to thee, oh God.
And now, Mind, Soul, and Spirit present the inspirational word of the day.
Picture this. It's a busy, crowded evening in the emergency department. Suddenly, through the ambulance bay comes a patient on a stretcher with a medic, writhing in pain, clutching their chest. They appear to be short of breath. They have a non-rebreather mask giving them oxygen. They're sweating. Quickly, the emergency room nurse takes them and transfers them from one stretcher to another. In comes the team. Someone's getting vital signs. Someone's putting them on the monitor. Someone's getting an EKG. Someone's getting an IV in labs. And all of a sudden, as quickly as they came, they leave. And in silence, one nurse says, "The doctor will be with you shortly." The patient is thinking to themselves, "I'm dying." But the seasoned nurse knows this is not a true cardiac patient. This is a panic attack. Anxiety is real. Mental health is real. Mind over body is real. And if you don't gain control of your thoughts and emotions, that patient could be you. When you get into stressful situations, it's normal to feel a little tense, a little nervous, but are you feeling restless? Is your heart racing? Are you hyperventilating, sweating, shaking, fatigued, weak, dizzy, lacking concentration? Do you have insomnia? Are you nauseated and have digestive issues? Do you have chest pain and palpitations? Are you depressed? Do you have chronic pain conditions? Or do you have suicidal thoughts? Do you have any of those symptoms that are not related to chronic health issues? I need you to take a minute and assess yourself. If this sounds like you, it's time to reevaluate. There's a great quote by Arthur Summers Roche that says, "Anxiety is a thin stream of fear trickling through the mind, and if encouraged, it cuts a channel into which all other thoughts are drained." Epictetus has a quote that says, "There is only one way to happiness, and that is to cease worrying about things which are beyond our power." Have you heard this statement? I have it on a placard in my bathroom that I picked up at Marshall's or TJ Maxx or something. Happiness is not a destination. It's a way of life. So we have to learn to enjoy the journey. How can we learn to enjoy the journey? First of all, realize that in this life, you will have problems. That's biblical. But you don't have to let the problems overwhelm you. Choosing to go through life with happiness, it's a choice. With peace and joy, it's a choice. With contentment, it's a choice. I want you to be like a boat that floats along through the currents of life. Steady, upright, enduring. Even when the winds and the waves come at you, you don't capsize. You're able to stay upright. And there's some things we need to do to ensure that happens. Before we get to the stresses of this life, a couple of things I need you to think about. I need you to understand your triggers. What sets you off? Is it people, places, things, smells, ghosts from your past, things you haven't dealt with? What sets you off? Understand your triggers. Avoid your triggers. Prepare yourself before you're exposed to your triggers. Also, develop a support system. Please have someone that you can talk to and process life with. Friends, family plus therapy. Therapy plus Jesus equals wholeness, okay? Also, please practice routine good self-care. You need sleep to be able to endure the situations of this life. You need a good diet to have a healthy body. You need exercise. You need water to keep yourself flushed out. All of these things prepare you for the trials of this life that will happen. When the stressful situations come, learn to pause. Take a deep breath, count to 10, meditate, whatever your thing is, just pause. Also, ask for help where you need it. Be honest about your feelings and ask for support where you need support. Look for the lesson in the pain. What is God, life, the universe trying to teach you through this stuff that you're going through? Look for the lesson, because stuff doesn't just happen to us. There's a lesson in the pain. Look for the lesson. I also want you to get a playlist. I want you to get a stress reduction. I'm in the midst of trials. Life is coming at me and I'm stressed out playlist with songs that encourage you, that make you feel good, that speak life to you, that breathe breath into your very soul, that you can play when it gets hard. You need some music. And lastly, I want you to find a source of hope. The storms of life will come. They're sure to blow you, but I want you to be anchored. I want you to be rooted. I want you to be steadfast, upright, and enduring. This has been another episode of Nursing Your Heart, and I'm Nurse Teresa P., woman, wife, mother, and RN for the kingdom.
Listen.
Sometimes it's down. That's just the way life is. It'll turn around. I know it's difficult, really tough right now. Don't be afraid to admit you thought about quitting. Check it all out. What you need, don't ever doubt. Stand firm, be strong. I know he'll see you through. Just as it's working all out, don't you give up. You got more to do.
It's 20 minutes after the hour. Relax, folks. That's Marvin Sapp off of the number one Billboard gospel album today, Substance, Marvin Sapp. Want to thank Teresa P., woman, wife, mother, and RN for the kingdom for a timely message coming out of the pandemic. Relax, folks. We're going to introduce another recording artist here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit from Toronto, Ontario, Jennifer Lowen. She received a nomination for Juno Award in 2022 for her latest album. I'm going to introduce her music right now. Here is Jennifer Lowen with Recover on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I recover it all.
Now, 28 minutes after the hour here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, it gives me great pleasure to finally welcome this Jamaican-Canadian, this worship leader, this recording artist to Mind, Soul, and Spirit, and to the Montreal area. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for joining us this early, early great. Sunday morning. I appreciate it. Congrats on the Juno nomination in 2022.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It's, you know, it doesn't happen to many artists. Were you surprised by this recognition?
I was absolutely surprised. I think I'm still surprised, to be honest, because I was nominated for the project that was nominated is my first album. So
okay.
I was very surprised
that
my debut album would be recognized that way.
Now, you've been doing a lot of recordings in the recent times, releasing singles, including the one that we just played, Recover. Was this a part of the plan to be recording through the pandemic and releasing music, or was it just coincidental?
Yeah, it wasn't really part of the plan. Like, I don't really have a music strategy or schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I just pretty much release the songs as I get them.
Okay. And these songs that that come on your heart, are these songs that were always there and you finally put pen to paper and recorded them? Or did you team up with a producer to get the project completed?
Actually, no, this song literally, so when I say that it's songs of the Lord, it's literally that. There are songs that have come in just moments of worship. You know, sometimes you're leading praise and worship and there's a flow in between songs.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the Lord will just drop a song on me in that way. And then from there, you know, when I get the recording of the service or whatnot, then I can kind of build on what he already gave me.
Okay, okay. So you are a worship leader, a part of a praise and worship team in Toronto?
Yeah, I was, you know, situated at one church in particular since I was 18 years old until I was about 29, leading worship. And then I started leading worship at another assembly, but in this season, God has just kind of opened so many doors that I happen to be kind of traveling around the city of Toronto, leading worship at various assemblies.
Okay, excellent. Well, we're going to introduce yet another one of your worship songs. This is the Victor Song featuring Jennifer Lowen, our guest here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Darkness tries to surround me, I will not fear. Though I am pressed on every side, under his wings I will abide, I will not fear. Oh, what then therefore shall we say to all these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Oh, what then therefore shall we say to all these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
All right, it's 8:36, 24 minutes before we close down Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM. Music by Toronto's Jennifer Lowen with the Victor Song, available on all digital music platforms. And Jennifer Lowen is our special guest right now. And I just got a couple more questions, including the musical process from conception to the creation of that album that received the Juno Award nomination. Songs of the Lord. Tell me about it.
Well, like I said to you before, it's like literally songs that I get in the moment. And so it's like I'll be worshiping, we'll be worshiping, even congregationally, and a melody will drop into my heart. And I'll probably get the chorus or maybe the verse. And then from there, the Lord just, he just gives me pieces after pieces after pieces, and then we put it together. And so I had this book, like, you know, I like to doodle as well, where I had all the songs. And, you know, one day I just said, you know, I'm going to record voice notes to all of these songs. So I recorded the voice notes and sent it to my producer, the producer that I work with. And we just said, you know what? Let's not record these songs as singles. Let's just put it all together because it's all here. And so we just went ahead and we recorded it live as if we were in a service, you know, like, because that's where I kind of flow best anyway, because yes. I'm a worship leader. Above being an artist, I'm a worship leader. So we decided to just record it in that way. And yeah, and it came out beautifully. We were just so grateful to God for his help.
Clearly, the process has been perfect. Now, what is your hope, your prayer for those who encounter your ministry, whether from the stage or on any of these digital music platforms? When you created this music, did you have intentions to change hearts, change lives with it?
Absolutely. It's just my desire that whether I'm on the stage or on the street corner ministering, that whoever hears my voice somehow is encountered with the Holy Spirit and thus getting a revelation of God and who he is and the plans that he has for them and how he's concerned for them and how he loves them. And just, you know, to get a clearer picture of this God that we sing of. That's my desire.
Beautiful. I'm going to share with you a little testimony. Many, many months ago, I was speaking with one of the gatekeepers of gospel music, an OG in the Toronto area, who told me, keep an eye out on Jennifer Lowen. She's special, and her anointing is very clear when you see her on the stage. So I'm looking forward to experiencing you live in person, Jennifer.
And amen.
Thank you so much for a few short minutes of your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. God bless you.
God bless you. We're going to go out with music featuring Jennifer Lowen. This is Confession from Jennifer Lowen on CKUT 90.3 FM.
And the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You're so much more than just Messiah. You're more to me than just my healer. I cry.
Radio show on Sunday morning? No problem. Just click on CKUT.ca. Click on Archives. Then click on Mind, Soul, and Spirit. And enjoy 3 hours of power on your timetable.
It's my kind of music.
It's Mind, Soul, and Spirit. Making music just a click away in your busy day.
Gospel music don't get no better.
On CKUT.ca. C-A.
My heart is satisfied. Oh Lord, you cover me, oh. Your glory's all there is to see. Chasing me, oh. Catching me day by day. I bring. If all I have is only you, and all I need is all in you, 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 then I live only you, and I give my all to you. In you, I will sing for the joy of. And I am satisfied. He's taken the sorrow, given a new song to sing. Forever I will sing, oh, I will sing. Forever I will sing, oh, I will sing.
Soul and Spirit presents our Song of the Day.
since I was a girl, you know the type of girl, the one who thought the world was filled with everything I need, like shining on me. And any man on call, shut down any mall, the baddest of them all is what I told myself to believe, so I wouldn't feel empty. I tried, I can't hide deep inside. I need something more. Heaven, open up your door. Amazing, you're patiently waiting. You say I'm worth saving. You're forever chasing me. You caught me with that crazy kind of love.
Type of girl, a diamond and a pearl, but it's hard for her to believe that God made her a queen. She never knew her love, all up in the club, quick to give it up in the morning. What does it mean to know you cheated on your dream? I know why she can't hide deep inside. She needs something more.
TV screen, still hard to believe that that little girl was me. I know why when they cry deep inside they need something more. So heaven, open up your door. You call me with that crazy kind of love.
All right, now with just 5 minutes to go, the collabo for Christ, Soraya from the television series Empire, and most recently BET Plus Kingdom Business Season 1, along with Aja Walls from the Walls Group and Corin Hawthorne. Before that, Ada Ehia, a former guest to Mind, Soul, and Spirit, Nigerian, with the selection entitled I Will Sing. Want to thank our guests for this Sunday morning, Gemma Rayburn Baines, for sharing with us on the upcoming Spice Cultural Festival. Looking forward to yamming some food, doing a little dance, and watching some fashion on July the 9th. And our special guest from Toronto, Ontario, Juno Award nominee, Jennifer Lowen. Check out her latest EP, Songs of the Lord, available on all digital music platforms. We are here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3, every Sunday morning between the hours of 6 and 9 a.m. on a weekly basis. Shout outs to my two co-hosts. You will be hearing from them in the foreseeable future. Dorothy's out of town. Jennifer raising her little one. She'll be back in studio. Fingers crossed in the month of July. Gotta also send out some happy belated birthdays. Compiled list from my loyal co-host DC. Happy belated birthday to Selena Caesars, Chavanez, a Canadian politician, Malika Tirilian, a Montreal Guadeloupean singer, Joseph Joe Musique, who released his brand new single, Holy, Kevin George, Montreal community organizer, Benz Antoine, Montreal film, TV, and voice actor, and shout out to a recording artist who's celebrating his birthday today, Roger Moore Hodge from Resurrection Center. And upcoming birthdays by recording artist Maydar Ernest and my boy, former Montrealer Kevin Sinclair. His son, Dylan Sinclair, will be featured at the local jazz festival, an upcoming and emerging R&B local artist. Look out for him doing big things. Also want to send our best wishes, our condolences to the passing of a Montreal figure in our community, Randolph Pierre, who passed away. Representing the Universal Negro Improvement Association, the UNIA, and a member at the Union United Church, a remarkable figure for so many years, for so many decades here in the Montreal area. So our condolences on behalf of the entire staff and the station at CKUT, Randolph Pierre. All right, we end things off going out to all of my francophones. This is Ma Constellation featuring Dina Mwana. Have yourselves a blessed Sunday and a great, great week. Here she is.
Tu es mon ami, tu es mon confident et mon espoir, mon pourvoyant, ma consolation, l'encre dans mes vagues, c'est toi, tu es le seul dont j'ai besoin, Jésus, tu es tout pour moi. Tu es le seul dont j'ai besoin, Jésus, tu es tout pour moi. Mon ami, mon ami, mon ami, c'est toi, Jésus. Mon papa, c'est toi, Seigneur. Oh, oh, le libérateur.
Ma consolation.
Tu as essuyé les larmes de mon enfance.
Ma consolation.
Tu as essuyé les larmes de ma famille.
Ma consolation.
Oh, mon ami.
Ma consolation.
Mon ami.
Ma consolation.
Mon ami. C'est toi,
Jésus. Ma consolation.
Ellen Gabriel is going to be moderating that, so that probably
is mon appui, mon reconfort, Seigneur. Tu es celui qui me comprend. Ma fondation inébranlable. Beaucoup m'ont dit qu'il m'aimait, mais toi seul m'as rajouté. Captivé par qui tu es. Ton amour, ton affection. Oh mon ami, mon
Buenos días y bienvenidos a una